Hello there, Legend Cast fans. It's Lex with part two of our look into Rick Rubin, one of the greatest, most celebrated producers and record executives known to man at this point. 30 years, Rick has just been blown us away, getting involved with such projects like LL Cool J, Beastie Boys, Run DMC, Slayer, The Cult, Danzig, Four Horsemen, Masters of Reality, Jesus and Mary Chain, all stuff we left you with on part one of the Rick Rubin Legend Cast last time. We're going to get into the second part by watching his diversity. He really started spreading his wings after the Deaf American days. He was taking on projects that were real challenging and taking on things that you just wouldn't think he would get involved with, including one Johnny Cash. He produced a song called The Man Comes Around, which is absolutely eerie. Maybe the best song I've heard Johnny Cash ever do. The production on him in this song is unbelievable, and it got celebrated with a Grammy for Johnny Cash and for Rick Rubin. So this was a great way to start off part two of the Legend Cast. So let's do that. The Man Comes Around on the Legend Cast.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
His name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Just eerie stuff there. My favorite part about that is that he just basically let it go. Rick Rubin just let Johnny Cash be Johnny Cash with some updated production and everything a little bit more up to date, but the rest of it is Johnny Cash as Johnny Cash would have done it 30 years ago. Sometimes Rick Rubin's genius is he just leaves it alone, and that's what's so cool about him. And then other times he sees something raw and amazing in somebody, some attitude, and somehow he gets more out of them. And I think that's what happened here, because he got a hold of Jay-Z. And to date, this is my favorite Jay-Z song out of many. The guy is just a, you know, mega rap artist, multimillionaire, maybe even billionaire at this point. Owner of the new Brooklyn Nets. Almost said New York Nets. Brooklyn Nets. Guy is an icon. But early on, Rick Rubin gets a hold of him, and this song just kicks major ass. 99 Problems, Jay-Z on the Legend Cast.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics to save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with holes in your zapper toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so rap mags try and use my black ass so advertisers could give them more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some more? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Lost in the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so is the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp to tack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Now, once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense. Try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him. But some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boy always gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go, trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't none sweet, but I hold my gun. I got 99 pounds, being the bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Woo! Girl, pounds off that, son. I got 99 pounds and bitch ain't one. You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
We get into 2008. And Rick Rubin is called on to bring Metallica back after the St. Anger disaster and does it with a vengeance with Death Magnetic, one of the best albums to come out probably in the last 10 years. This is Broken, Beaten, Scarred, Metallica on the Legend Cast. We'll be right back. So Rick stays on a hot streak with one of the hottest bands of the time, Linkin Park. This is from Minutes to Midnight. It is Given Up on the Legend Cast.
Waking a sweat again. Another day's been laid to waste in my disgrace. Stuck in my head again. Feels like I'll never leave this place. There's no escape. I'm my own worst enemy. I've given up. I'm sick of feeling. Is there nothing you can say? Take this all away. I'm suffocating. Tell me what the fuck is wrong with me. I don't know what to take. Thought I was focused, but I'm scared. I'm not prepared. I hyperventilate, looking for help somehow, somewhere. And no one cares. I'm my own worst enemy. I've given.
But just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, Brad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutton winding around all these Jamaicans. This that prom shit. This that what we do, don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch.
I know you're tired of loving, of loving. But nobody to love, nobody, no.
Honey.
Close your eyes and let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam! Bam!
Honey.
I wanna fuck you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get spunked on a mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Romy, Romy, Rome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. You know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes I got the worst rep. But ayy, the backstroke I'm trying perfect. And ayy, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So ayy, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church steps. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long adverses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
I know you're tired of loving, when nobody loves, nobody. So just grab somebody, no leaving this party with nobody loves, nobody, nobody.
Jerome's in the house, watch your mouth. Jerome's in the house, watch your mouth. Your mouth, your mouth. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
Mary Jane's Last Dance. Produced by Rick Rubin in 1993. By the way, that was Kanye West, Bound 2. A lot of controversy with this song. We're going to get back to playing the whole thing here in a moment. But this song ended up in court years later with another song he produced.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall.
Now you heard that. Right, now hear this. This is Danny California, produced by Rick Rubin, also Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sound familiar?
Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie.
A lot of controversy over this one. I didn't realize till I started making this that Rick Rubin was the producer on both of these. So let's hear Mary Jane's Last Dance on the Legend Cast.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mama. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. The age of 18, she blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving on. Keep moving on.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told you never slow down, you never grow old. Tired of screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired.
Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. And that ball will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
again. Very similar in their delivery, both produced by Rick Rubin. I think that one even ended up in court, if I'm not mistaken. But really, not a big deal was made out of it. At least I don't believe so. In the end, maybe a little cash changed hands. I'm not even sure Tom Petty cared that much about it. But boy, it sure was a big deal on YouTube and stuff like that after Danny California came out. Much longer after Mary Jane's Last Dance did, like almost 15 years, if I'm not mistaken. So both Rick Rubin produced, a little bit of controversy there, and not the last controversy either. As a matter of fact, Rick kind of jumped in the middle of something that was huge. He decided he was going to try his hand at country and wanted a piece of the Dixie Chicks. And at the time, he was kind of into Natalie Maine, her songwriting, her voice. I don't blame him, so am I. I think she's amazing and writes terrific songs, but they were pretty much blackballed. I knew they were by Clear Channel Broadcasting for a while, which at the time had 1,200 stations, for something they said against the Bush administration, and I can't even remember what it was. But, you know, it was a little bit in the face, but all of a sudden, it was kind of viewed as anti-American, and the Dixie Chicks were on the hot seat, and nobody was touching them. So along comes Rick Rubin and says, I'll touch you. And he puts the Dixie Chicks in the studio and decides Natalie Maine should write a song to get this off her chest. She does. It's called Not Ready to Make Nice. Going to play it here in a sec. Before we do, want to make sure we backtrack here a little bit. You heard Bound 2 from Kanye West. Obviously, a lot of respect there from the Def Jam days with Russell Simmons, where Rick Rubin and Russell Simmons did Run DMC and the Beastie Boys, and you know the list is on and on. It's legendary. So total respect from Kanye there. That was from the album Yeezus. Also there, Linkin Park gave Rick Rubin a try. Minutes to Midnight album, played Given Up off of that. Broken, Beaten, Scarred, Metallica, Death Magnetic, 2008, up for Grammys. Great comeback record for Metallica, the last one they've made, as a matter of fact. Before that, they made Saint Anger. I don't know if you remember, there was a big documentary about how the band was pissed off at each other and almost was no more Metallica. And a little time went by. They did a documentary where they were all in psychiatric evaluation and therapy and everything else. They pull their act together. They get in the studio with Rick Rubin, make Death Magnetic. The boys couldn't be tighter and better with each other. Saw them in Detroit last summer, and it was absolutely breathtaking. Metallica is as badass as ever. Can't wait till they do something brand new. But right now, Rick Rubin's kind of getting into, trouble with the Dixie Chicks. This is called Not Ready to Make Nice. This is a great song. Natalie Maine gets much respect from me. So let's go ahead and play it right now on the Legend Cast. The Dixie Chicks, produced by Rick Rubin.
same. Time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
What a song, man. Not Ready to Make Nice, about being blackballed by one of the biggest broadcasting companies in the world. I got to tell you, I feel her pain. We have had our trials and tribulations as Lex and Terry, failing to adhere and change our content at times to fit what we think was wrong, to be honest with you. Didn't like the direction the business was going in. We decided, since we had high ratings everywhere, that what we were doing was right, and we kind of ran into the same problem. The broadcasting business has made some big changes, and we have kind of played along with some of them because that's just doing business. That's just compromising and such, but we have not done it outside the integrity of Lex and Terry, and the Dixie Chicks had not done it outside their integrity. That's why I just got major, major respect for her after that. Natalie Main is all right in my book. That band is all right in my book. The Dixie Chicks have four or five songs I like quite a bit. Not really my cup of tea otherwise, but I have to tell you, I really do love and respect that song right there. That is just total balls to make it. And she's just saying, I'm still pissed. I'm not over it. I'm not going to be over it. But we're one of the best out there. You should be playing us. Rick Rubin gets involved yet with another controversial thing. So I think that's pretty cool, too. In the meantime, he is also not past just grabbing a great band and having a little bit of fun. He just did this one song, I do believe, for them. But it's a great one. And it fits them so good. And it's so Rick Rubin to do that. To take a band like Weezer, do a song like Beverly Hills, and make it sound amazing. That's just what the man does. So let's go to Beverly Hills with Weezer and the Legend Cast.
Come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket.
Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
All those movie stars, they're all so beautiful and clean. When the housemates scrub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing in
Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be.
I don't stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play.
Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Living in Beverly Hills.
Once again, Rick Rubin just letting Weezer be Weezer. It just sounds like a Weezer record, which it's supposed to. That's the beauty of him. Sometimes he'll take somebody and completely change them around because that's what he visualizes. And then other times, it's like, hey, I fucking love Weezer. I'm going to produce them as I see them already. That's the genius of Rick Rubin. He knows when to leave it alone. He knows when to fuck with it. And this next one we're going to play, this is somebody who needs fucked with bad, because her appearance on Saturday Night Live ranks as one of the worst ever. It took me a long time to get past it. That's how bad it was. I thought she was total garbage. I have fought with Sarah with this time and time again. But this song, I kind of got turned on to by Sarah. Then when I'm doing my research for the Rick Rubin Legend Cast 2, I find out Rick Rubin produced it. And I'm like, of course. He produced the one song I fucking like by Lana Del Rey. This is absolutely a great song. I kind of see what people see in her now as far as her unique qualities. She's not for everybody. As a matter of fact, all of her songs are really aren't for me except for this one. This is a crazy good song. It's just called Ride, produced by Rick Rubin on the Legend Cast.
I've been out on that open road. You can be my full-time daddy while I'm gone. Blues has been getting old. You can be my full-time baby, hot or cold. Don't break me down. I've been traveling too long. I've been trying too hard. I drive fast, I am alone in midnight. Been trying hard not to get into trouble, but I got a war in my mind, so I just father made his life an art. Drink all day and we talk till dark. That's the way the road dogs do it, light till dark. Don't leave me now. Don't say goodbye. Don't turn around. Leave me high and dry. I hear the birds on the summer breeze. I drive fast. I am alone in midnight.
Just Do What the Girl Says, Ride. That is going to be an epic song for me when I'm in a certain kind of mood. That's what I love about that song so much. I mean, it is just haunting. And it's one of those songs you got to be in a certain mood to really want to hear. But if you're in it, there's nothing better. As far as everything else she does, I question it. I even question her talent. It makes me feel good that that song right there, which lyrically is brilliant, and really her getting maximized by Rick Rubin, really does it for me, man. Just a great fucking song. Ride by Lana Del Rey. Born to Die is the album. And, of course, once again, Rick Rubin taking on something that nobody else wants to deal with and making it just epic. That's what the guy's all about. He's so fucking unbelievable. It just blows me away. It really does. I mean, the guy is amazing. Speaking of which, this song right here started a career. Red Hot Chili Peppers, had done Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground and got some attention with that. And we're, kind of chomping around L.A., getting great gigs here and there, opening up for some of the bigger alternative bands. But until they did this song, isn't until they exploded into superstardom. And guess who produced it? Rick Rubin, of course. This is Under the Bridge.
To the place I love, take me all the way.
Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's as good as it gets right there, man. Just an amazing song. And launched the Red Hot Chili Peppers right into superstardom. That was just the song that did it right there. And surely gave the band the confidence to write the songs and do the songs the way they needed to do them to make the mass public appreciate them and buy their records. Red Hot Chili Peppers, to this day, one of the hottest and one of the biggest bands out there. That is the song, my friends, that got it started. So pretty cool stuff. I have to say I'm pretty thrilled that Rick Rubin had something to do with that, because it's just right. It's just something about it that's right. I just love that Rick Rubin takes bands and visualizes and understands what they are, what they should be, and sends them on their way. That's exactly what he did with Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that's why they are the band they are today. They've been produced by other people, but really haven't left that blueprint since. As a matter of fact, they've done an excellent job kind of going between that and going back to what they were in the beginning, pretty much making them real, you know, the band they evolved into and the band they started as. So their stuff right now, when they come out with it, is as good as ever, no matter who produces it. But that one right there, Rick Rubin, really got them started on the way they needed to. Another guy he has worked with that he's done some great songs. I probably could do some better ones, but the reason why I love this song, because it's got my girl on it, Sheryl Crow, and Bob Seger plays the piano on this, somebody I'm a big fan of who really isn't hungry for the limelight, but of course is a rock icon. Both of them play on this record with Kid Rock, so it's got Detroit flavor all over it, and the name of the song is Collide. It is really a nice song, and it was produced by Rick Rubin. We're going to finish out the Legend Cast with it today. Kid Rock on the Legend Cast.
You're no angel, I'm no saint. If we were, we wouldn't be in this place tonight. Lost and lonely, scared and confused. We both have a past, nothing to lose tonight. Well, it cuts like a knife, these bad luck blues. We both got scars from the hell we've been through. Somebody's gotta win, somebody's gotta lose. So let's roll the dice one more time. Take a chance on love again tonight. Risk it all, lay it on the line. Let the skeletons fight for life tonight. As we collide,
reconnect, feeling no pain, seeking shelter like a spark.
Skeletons fight.
So there you have it. Legend Cast Part 2, a tribute to Rick Rubin. Finishing up with Collide with Sheryl Crow, Bob Seger, and of course helping out Kid Rock. Once again, Kid Rock doesn't need help from any producer. He's very talented, great songwriter. But for the most part, anytime Rick Rubin gets involved, you know it's going to be quality. I just love the song, and it was a great way to finish it out. So the diversity is there. Everything from Jay-Z to Tom Petty to Kanye to Linkin Park to Metallica to Lana Del Rey, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Kid Rock, one of the greatest producers and record execs of all time, Rick Rubin, celebrated in two legend casts. Want to thank DBC for letting the LT2 channel exist and have us do shows like Legend Cast, Threesome Podcast, Harry James Alive, The James Gang, D's Under the Shade Tree, The Ian Gleason Show, Sarah B Show. All of us enjoying it very much. Want to thank Drew Hillis at DBC, who makes it happen for us. And of course, want to thank you for checking it out as the listenership is growing and growing and growing. You guys are digging it, and that means we're digging you for checking us out and letting us kind of diversify and branch out in our talents a little bit. We will see you next week. I have no idea what I'm going to get into. I got a couple of ideas. One of them is to celebrate Mutt Lang, but I may want to put a little time in between celebrating great producers, so I may just want to go to turn you on to some great fucking songs. I think that's where we're going to go next week. So until next week on the Legend Cast, see you later.